Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Monday, December 2nd. This is from Capitol Coverage. Another Democrat is dropping out of the crowded U.S. Senate primary race in Colorado. State Senator Angela Williams says she will seek another term at the State House instead. Williams represents Northeast Denver and has been leading an effort to repeal the death penalty in Colorado. Meanwhile, eight Democrats are still running to challenge Republican Cory Gardner for the U.S. Senate seat. Former Governor John Hickenlooper and Andrew Romanoff, a former House Speaker, are leading in fundraising and polling for the Democratic nomination. Four organizations focused on land preservation on the Western Slope are teaming up. For the Rocky Mountain Community Radio Exchange, KBUT's Christopher Biddle reports.
The group includes Colorado West Land Trusts out of Grand Junction, the La Plata Open Space Conservancy in Durango, the Montezuma Land Conservancy in Cortez, and the Crested Butte Land Trust. Brian Lieberman is the stewardship manager for the Crested Butte Land Trust. He says that it's important for land trusts on the Western Slope to stick together.
A lot of partnerships that come around through land conservation have a really strong representation in the Front Range. And I think that we felt that in the Western Slope, we've been a little bit either undervalued or just not been able to be part of that conversation in the same context that all these other players from the Front Range have been. So I think it was recognized by us that it's pretty important to have kind of a collaboration of purely West Slope focused land trusts, to address the actual needs that we're seeing in our part of the state without kind of getting overrun or having to be traveling to Denver for meetings all the time.
Combined, the organizations have conserved more than 190,000 acres throughout the region, according to the partners' new website. That includes popular recreation destinations, agricultural land, wildlife habitat, and 462 miles of rivers, creeks, and streams. For Rocky Mountain Community Radio, I'm Christopher Biddle.
The National Wildlife Federation has a newly updated interactive climate disaster map. For the Colorado News Connection, Eric Galatis has the story.
The National Wildlife Federation's updated interactive map, marking wildfires, hurricanes, and other extreme weather events linked to climate change, hits especially close to home for Aaron Kindle, who manages the group's Western Sporting campaigns. Kindle and his family recently were evacuated as the Decker Fire near Salida began to spread. Kindle says he hopes the updated map will help Americans see how climate change has become the new normal.
And that's the thing that really should wake us up, get our leaders doing something about it, and take this more seriously. It's not a slow creeping force anymore. It's becoming an everyday, in-your-face type of thing that we need to get after doing something about.
Kendall's home was spared, but he says anxiety remains for residents across the West as they brace for longer wildfire seasons. In addition to pulling the U.S. out of the International Climate Accord signed in Paris, the Trump administration has doubled down on promises to remove barriers to fossil fuel production, the primary source of CO2 emissions driving climate change, in an effort to achieve energy dominance. Recent reports by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warned that the window to prevent the most catastrophic impacts is closing. Kindle points to proposals before Congress designed to mitigate the impacts of a warming planet, including expanding tax credits for solar and offshore wind power, electric vehicles, energy efficiency, battery storage, and carbon removal technologies.
There's some things we can be doing right now that Congress just needs to act on and take a leadership role. Essentially, we can't afford to sit around any longer. We need to get moving towards these solutions right away.
Kindle notes the Federation's unnatural disasters map shows that no state or region is immune to the threats of climate-fueled natural disasters. 2018 was the worst year on record for fires in Colorado, costing taxpayers $130 million in damages. The same year's hurricane season brought more than $50 billion in damages. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The forecasted bad weather on Thanksgiving weekend turned out to miss much of the Western Slope. According to the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel, the rain and snow that did fall did not cause increased traffic accidents during the busy holiday weekend. There were a few traffic incidents overall from Wednesday to Saturday, but none of them were attributable to the bad weather. There were no accidents in the area that resulted in serious injury or fatality on Friday or Saturday. Meanwhile, rock slides and weather prompted temporary closures elsewhere in the state over the weekend. Most of the precipitation that fell during the storm at lower elevations was rain. Warm air from the southwest was drawn up into western Colorado, which kept temperatures higher. A massive trough of low pressure lifted northeast across eastern Utah and western Colorado on Friday and produced rain at lower elevations and snow in the mountains. The highest snowfall totals around Mesa County were from outside Colborne with 5 inches. Debec reported 2 inches, and Palisade reported 0.7 inch of snow. According to Powderhorn's online snow report, the ski resort on Grand Mesa recorded 8 inches of snow in the past 24 hours. And finally today, here's a Monday sports note from the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. The Delta Panthers made it to their first state championship football game since 1961 last Saturday, falling in the 2A title contest 27-19 against Sterling. The game was played in Pueblo at the Netta and Eddie DeRose Thunder Bowl, where swirling winds made offensive play a real challenge. Delta started the game off on the right foot when Ku La Mu kicked a 37-yard field goal. The Panthers upped their lead to 10-0 early in the second quarter when quarterback Nolan Bynum threw a 20-yard touchdown pass to Nathan Workman. But after a trick play from Sterling and a turnover, the Tigers took the lead over Delta 14-10. Again, Delta rallied, retaking the lead 19-14 after recording a safety and a touchdown run by Gage Lockhart early in the fourth quarter. But Sterling put together a scoring drive that put the Tigers ahead 20-19, and then a Delta turnover resulted in Sterling's final score that locked up their first state championship ever. Delta finished the season with an outstanding record of 11-2 and was the only team from the Western Slope to make it to a championship game this season. And that was your regional newscast for Monday, December 2nd. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.